My name is Karen Runlett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. When you think of manufacturing, your mind might automatically jump to companies like Ford, they make cars, or GE, they make dishwashers. We think of the practical products we use in our daily lives. But how often do you remember that those products are actual inventions? Much of manufacturing comes from inventions, after equal parts inspiration, innovation, and perspiration. Meet inventor, manufacturer, and the boss, El Jefe, Ricardo Alexander Gomez, who goes by Alex. His offices are in Pompano Beach.
We have a little device that's operated by batteries, and it's used in surgery.
Gomez's company is called New Wave Surgical. They make and sell a product called D-Help. Basically, it's a device that helps doctors during surgery, specifically laparoscopic surgery, where small video cameras are used.
It eliminates fogging, helps clean the lens to help surgeons see better during laparoscopic surgery.
You actually develop, design, manufacture, and sell the product.
Yeah, it's unique. When we went into it, we did not want to be a manufacturer since we were developing a product and it's hard enough to sell it into surgery.
Hear that? He did not want to be a manufacturer. At first, anyway. Just too hard.
We are competing with other states and other countries.
That's Governor Rick Scott. He's been pushing hard to bring more manufacturing to Florida this year, arguing the state clearly has location on its side.
For whether it's engineering or whether it's building things, manufacturing, we're competing every day.
Governor Scott and state lawmakers also passed a new law that eliminates sales tax on manufacturing equipment purchases. That's serious savings for companies trying to grow and keep costs down. Remember our Pompano Beach inventor, Alex Gomez? He knows what lowering costs can do for the growth of a business. In the case of New Wave Surgical, it meant survival, and finally, today, profits. When the company was based in New York, they outsourced the manufacturing and barely made a profit.
If we wanted to stay in operation, we needed to figure a way of making the device and making it for a lower cost. And that's sort of what kind of pushed us into the manufacturing side.
That's when they moved to Broward and added manufacturing to the profile. Prudy Gomez is VP of manufacturing.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
He took me on a tour of the operation.
So if you guys remember, downstairs we had the completed piece. Now it goes to our controlled area. In our controlled area...
It's not the noisiest place. You don't see a lot of large machines. Most employees on the line work with their hands and small tools in what's called a clean room. I was asked to wear surgical scrubs over my clothes, my shoes, my hair. Now, New Wave Surgical was launched during the recession, 2007. In the last 3 years, they've more than quadrupled their employee count by adding manufacturing assemblers and supervisors. Gomez says revenue is up 1,900%.
So the manufacturing was sort of a forced event, but it turned out to be a blessing.
WLRN Miami Herald News will devote an hour to South Florida's manufacturing industry. Tom Hudson hosts The Sunshine Economy this Monday at 9 a.m. For the Miami Herald Friday Business Report, I'm Karen Runlett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.